Look at his attitude. He didn't say, I might. He said, I will. In fact, if you look up before that, what he really said was he'd been going through a whole bunch of things. And he said, it's not really profitable for me to boast because I know I'm going to come in. Let's talk about visions and revelation of the Lord. And then he told some of his story about being caught up into the third heavens and about hearing words that it's not lawful for men to utter. Y'all familiar with that passage of scripture? But again, you know, well, that's Paul. That's true. But this same man, Paul, over in the first chapter of Ephesians, really we're gonna hone in on the 17th verse, but you can start with the 16th. Paul said, writing to the church at Ephesus, I don't cease giving thanks over you, creating a remembrance of you in my declarations. The word declarations there is prosuke, the noun, okay, plural. And as you know, that's the word normally translated prayer. Prosukamai, to pray, the verb, prosuke, prayer. And we've talked about it so many times. Pros, facing with the idea of touching, interfacing with you, good. And the idea of K is something good is coming out. One accurate thing is to say an exchange, a good exchange. But the idea is that you are speaking it out. That's a declaration. You are speaking what God has given you to speak in the form of a declaration. It's not an entreaty or supplication. You're not, quote, asking or even requiring necessarily. You're not interceding for someone. Those are forms of prayer. What you are doing is declaring what you know to be true, or at least what you believe. A declaration is, in fact, a profession. When you know what to declare and you stand and declare what you believe, that's a profession, right? So a declaration is also a profession. It's like the first step given to a profession. God will speak about things. So Paul said, writing to the people of the church, he's not talking about himself. He's saying, I don't cease to make intercession for you guys. I don't cease giving thanks for you and creating a remembrance. It said, mention you in my prayers. Literally, that's a noun, and it means a remembrance. You're creating a remembrance of you in my declarations. I'm declaring things over you that God shows me, right? So yeah, he's coming to visions and revelations, and some of those visions and revelations that he gets concern the people in the churches that he is, in many cases, planted, that he loves, that he is looking out for, that he is sharing with. And he said, I'm doing this over you guys regularly. And then we get to the 17th verse, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, comma, the Father of, I want you to get this. Remember, we talked about doxa a lot, right? To properly acknowledge, truly worship. What is it really? It's the light thing. Remember the reflection, okay? Right before he gets to the word doxa in the Greek text, there is an article, definitive article there, the. Okay? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, comma, the Father of the reflection. The Father of the reflection. Who does Jesus reflect? God. Again, go over to Hebrews, first chapter, third verse. He is the exact expression. He is the radiant reflection of the Father. 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, I believe, where it says that he is from his face, the reflection from him is shining the knowledge of God down into us. It is so beautiful, and Paul understood it so completely that that's exactly what he said. I'm asking that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of the reflection, may give to you, say me, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the epignosis of him. Wisdom and revelation in epignosis literally is upon knowledge. That means you're building upon what you already have. You have gnosis. Got it? You have knowledge. This wisdom and revelation is building the knowledge of God in you. Not me, Paul said, you. It's building the knowledge of God in you. What is this spirit of wisdom and revelation? Revelation, apocalypsis, something that has been hidden or something that is a secret that is suddenly revealed, something that's not seen that suddenly becomes light. Like you didn't see it, and now you see it. You walk into a dark room, and you flip the light on, and what you couldn't see is now apparent. It's even clear to you. This wisdom comes out from the revelations that God gives you, and Paul, 2,000 years ago, thought that what he should declare over those people is for them to have a spirit of wisdom, and they should get, the wisdom comes from what they should get, which is revelations building on the knowledge of God. Paul wasn't saying, I'm going to preach it all to you, I'm going to tell it all to you, although he did a marvelous job. Okay? 2,000 years later, we're still reading and studying and learning, right? The Spirit did a great job in him, and he was faithful to record it and put it out there for us. But this same man was telling these people